University of Texas professor Sahotra Sarkar chuckles when he thinks of how often he's been interviewed in the past 6 months.
Professor Sahotra Sarkar and his colleagues released new information showing two possible scenarios that could happen this summer.
If we begin to see mosquito-transmitted cases in Texas, then we are in a different ballgame.
Reporters have been calling the professor of philosophy and integrated biology more now than in his entire 20-year academic career.
This is the paper that came out in Lancet, and the most important map is this thing. And then
he pulls up a map he and his colleagues created, which accurately predicted when and where Zika would hit in the U.S.
We had predicted 3 months ago that the place most at risk for these things are going to be in Florida, and that Miami was at the top of the list.
And sure enough, Zika sprung up in Florida.
I got an email from somebody in the Department of State Health Services about it 2 days before it was officially published. And a lot of people, you know, wrote to say that we got it right. But it was one of those cases, yes, we got it right, but we can't really be happy about it.
Sarkar didn't start out collecting mosquitoes or mapping them. His early work was in conservation biology. It stemmed from his early love for the natural world. He grew up in Darjeeling, in the Himalayan foothills of northwest India. He saw forests get cut down and wildlife, like pandas, disappear. On visits home, he's seen more change.
The last time I was in the Himalayas, I noticed the light pollution. What used to be unbelievably dark skies in night are now this gray sky, not very different from Austin. As you look across the valley to mountains that go up to about 20,000 feet, those entire mountains used to be dark now. But now at night when you look over, you see roads going up and clusters of light everywhere, which correspond to large villages that are just climbing further and further and further into the mountains.
Sarkar has followed many academic interests, physics, math, philosophy, how and where people develop land. That's led him to a specific corner of research, neglected tropical diseases. They're also known as diseases of poverty.
Being mainly in the philosophy department, I'm under no pressure to just work on things that everybody else works on or things that are high profile in that way. I use the freedom and the opportunity to actually do things that I think are ethically most important, which is to focus on these neglected diseases. The way we got into Zika is originally we're working on dengue because it's a neglected tropical disease. It just turned out by accident that the insects that we were interested in are also the ones that are most relevant for Zika.
It was that accident that made Sarkar a go-to expert on Zika.
Two things need to be done. Certainly, I do not think that enough money has been allocated for vaccine research, so vaccines can be developed and tested immediately. And the mosquito control should have been a lot better targeted between Texas and Florida, where these mosquito populations are.
This summer, Congress failed to pass its $1.1 billion bill to fight the disease. What bothers Sarkar is how funding for Zika has been politicized, because basic questions remain unanswered. Sarkar says we don't even know why the Zika outbreak happened in the first place. But this he knows. Diseases of poverty need more attention. I'm Jen Rospiedad for Next Generation Radio.